Michelle Long, time for Daily Market Wrap this Wednesday, April 17, 2024. Asian markets under pressure on Wednesday following hawkish comments from Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, signaling the central bank is in no rush to cut rates. MSCI's Asia-Pacific Index dropped as much as 0.4%, briefly erasing all of its gains for the year amid worries about higher-for-longer interest rates and geopolitical tensions before stabilizing at the end of day. Here at home, Philippine shares recovered from its steepest drop this year, with the PSE Index rebounding back to 64.50, while the Philippine peso weakened past 57 to the dollar for the first time since late 2022.
For the PSEI, our analysis suggests that the next support levels lies around 64 to 62, and its resistance level is marginally just above 65. And then, should it be broken, the next resistance level sits around 67. Of course, this assessment is grounded in the index potential to enter the oversold territory, which historically corresponds with a rebound around the 64 mark.
Exciting times again for the market. Finally, there's volatility again. I mean, we've been very narrow on our trading bands, and just now that we've been experiencing some volatility again in the market. But to answer your question, Mimi, I don't think this is some panic. I think if you see the volumes on a daily basis, the average daily turnover, I don't think it's quite significant. Again, a lot of these things, the sell-off usually happens towards the close. So I don't see this quite alarming. Again, this has been just some profit-taking mixed with some negative sentiment.
In corporate stories, Vista Land and Lifescapes, the property arm of the richest Filipino, Manny Villar, nets 10.3 billion pesos in 2023, up 39% year-on-year, a year it launched 34 projects collectively worth 51 billion pesos. It notes the new launches were key to reservation sales hitting over 70 billion, putting it on track to maximize resources strategy, as majority of them were vertical developments across the country. The company ended the year with total assets amounting to 342.4 billion pesos, a 6% increase from end 2022 figures, already including 26 Vista Estates across the Philippines. Meanwhile, Lester Hughes Frutas Holding successfully raised 200 million pesos from the sale of corporate notes to institutional investors. This is its maiden private placement arranged by RCBC Capital Corporation. Proceeds will be used for working capital requirements and general corporate purposes. Finally, Cebu Land Masters, which recently raised 4.3 billion pesos from its first fundraising since going public in 2017, sees another banner year for 2024, despite headwinds from higher rates and sticky inflation. It cites strong labor force, OFW remittances, and a big housing backlog. It notes it sold more than 5 billion pesos worth of real estate in the first quarter alone, already more than previous year. It's also gung-ho about entering the Luzon market soon.
Palawan has really part of Calabarzon, but mainland Luzon, we're looking at Cavite, we've been looking at Camsur, and even some key areas in Metro Manila are being considered. I cannot disclose too much, but we'll definitely be there soon. Within the year, we've been disclosing to the public that we intend to acquire some properties in Luzon this year. So I've been flying to Manila a lot. We want to start with our housing. Housing is our bread and butter. We've been doing housing since 2003. So our entry point would be, I would say, economic to mid-market housing. However, there's a lot of interest in CLI to, there are several landowners in Manila asking us to look at their prime Metro Manila property. So we are also not closing our doors to vertical development in Metro Manila. As you know, in Bismin, we've done everything from vertical to offices to hotels. So we're ready.
And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.